So we're going to work with the cosmic egg. And if you look at the handout that you had on the back page, there should be a diagram of the neurological structures of the brain. And at the bottom of that is a swirly thing that's called the cosmic egg. And the cosmic egg is a vortex of energy that you spin inside the cave of Brahma, or the third ventricle. And we also call it the esoteric chamber. So let's talk a little bit about the science of this and where mainstream science is in this entire territory. Newton, the physicist, was obsessed with the pineal gland and was convinced it was the seat of the soul. And various, where we are now in mainstream sciences, they say, no, that has nothing to do with the seat of the soul. And it's other than emitting some, the sensation of color, they really don't know what it is. The pineal gland is interesting in that it has crystals as part of its structure. It's the only gland that has crystals. And the cell biologist Bruce Lipton talks about the pineal gland and says that it operates like an antenna for higher frequency vibrations. So this is outside the stream of mainstream neurology, neurophysiology, so we're clear. But he has done some research and speculated, and I think there's something to what he's saying, that it operates like an antenna because it has crystals to higher frequency energies. The yogis and yoginis have talked about the cave of Brahma, or the third ventricle, for eons. And the pineal gland is in the back of the third ventricle of the cave of Brahma. And the pituitary gland is toward the front. And the pituitary gland is the master regulator of your endocrine system. And attached to that is a little thing called the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is the way of the brain being in touch with the rest of your body, the various organs and systems. It's a very complex system of feedback, neurofeedback